Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting third. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Pulleyo. Pitching for the New York Mets, Charlie Pulleyo. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Jerry White. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Tavares. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. White steals second. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. White scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Oliver reaches third base with a triple. Dawson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards first. Staub catches it and throws to home to double up Oliver, who tagged and tried to score. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Backman reaches second base with a double. Foster moves to third. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is walked intentionally. Charlie Pulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wallach. The throw from Stearns and he is out, Gardenhire applying the tag. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire misplays the ball. That's an error on Gardenhire. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Stearns and he is out, Gardenhire applying the tag. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Dawson steals second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Dawson steals third. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to second. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mankowski hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jorgensen moves to second. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gardenhire hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to third. Charlie Pulleo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulleo is 0 for 1 in the game. Pulleo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver juggles the ball. That's an error on Oliver. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to third. Foster moves to second. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. White reaches second base with a double. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub fields it and throws to home to get White. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromartie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Backman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Backman reaches second base with a double. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Backman moves to third. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gardenhire bunts towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood pinch hits for Charlie Pulio. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood strikes out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Backman scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 4-1, Expos. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Staub reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. Stearns goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Expos. Ray Burris now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Leach now pitching. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wallach is called out on strikes. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear strikes out. Two outs. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mankowski hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Backman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gardenhire hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Mets. Terry Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Norman pinch runs for Jerry White. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavares bunts towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Norman moves to second. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Norman moves to third. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 4. The Mets will come to bat. Dan Norman now playing left field. Mike Gates now playing second base. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wilson strikes out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine pinch runs for Rusty Staub. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine now playing right field. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-3 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carter moves to second. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 4. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards the mound. Reardon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 4 in the game. Mankowski hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Backman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is called out on strikes. One out. John Milner pinch hits for Jeff Reardon. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.